In this bulletin, British PM Theresa May secures legally binding changes to a Brexit deal. Tensions deepen within the federal coalition over demands for coal-fired power stations. And former Matildas coach Alan Studdich is hired by an A-League side. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. British Prime Minister Theresa May has secured legally binding changes to a Brexit deal just a day before MPs go in for a parliamentary vote. Ms May has struck an agreement with the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on the so-called Irish backstop. She says there will be no hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, and the new insurance policy guarantees that.
And it makes a legal commitment that the UK and the EU will begin work immediately to replace the backstop with alternative arrangements by the end of December 2020. There will be a specific negotiating track on alternative arrangements from the very start of the next phase of negotiations. It will consider facilitations and technologies, both those currently ready and emerging.
Ms May has called on British MPs to vote in favour of her deal tomorrow, but opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is urging lawmakers to reject her deal. He says Ms May's negotiations do not reach the desired result. China and Indonesia have ordered their airlines to ground all their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after an Ethiopian airline aircraft crashed in Ethiopia. At least 157 people from 35 different backgrounds died in the crash, including a Slovakian MP. The announcement comes as the aircraft's black box flight recorders were recovered from the wreckage. However, the US Aviation Authority has declared the Boeing aircraft airworthy. A MAX 8 jet also crashed in Indonesia in October last year, killing 189 people. Aviation expert John Strickland says it's far too early to conclude on what caused the crash.
The accident investigators have only begun their work. They can't yet deduce what may have happened. Accidents are so complex, there can be so many factors and so random that can lead to or contribute to an aircraft accident, but it's not possible to make any deductions from those pieces of apparently similar information.
The possibility of backing a new coal-fired power station hints at widening splits within the federal coalition. Queensland Nationals MPs are pushing for the Commonwealth cash to build a new plant in Queensland. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has firmly ruled that out, saying the state government would not support such a project. Moderate Liberals are also continuing to push on the plan. Meanwhile, Nationals Deputy Leader Bridget McKenzie has criticised Barnaby Joyce for his demand for a new coal-fired power station in Queensland. Senator McKenzie says the Nationals backed what she calls a technology-neutral approach to getting reliable baseload power into the energy system. Ms McKenzie also took a swipe at Mr Joyce for claiming to be elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia.
What Barnaby Joyce is saying publicly is very different to what the party room is saying. Michael McCormick is our leader. We all back him to the hilt. He'll be leading us to the federal election. And as a united team, we really have been able to back projects, back regional communities.
Workers at distribution centres for the national pharmacy chain Chemist's Warehouse have begun indefinite strike action. The action is taking place at four regional centres in Victoria and Queensland. Workers are demanding wages and conditions on par with industry standards, converting workers from casual contracts to permanent staff, and an end to what they call a toxic culture of bullying. Chemist's Warehouse is a privately owned company with around 300 stores around the country. In the A-League, former Matildas manager Alan Studdich has been named caretaker coach of the Central Coast Mariners. He replaces outgoing manager Mike Mulvey, who was sacked on Sunday following Central Coast's 8-2 defeat to Wellington. Studdich spent over 4 years in charge of Australia's national women's team before being controversially fired 2 months ago over what the FFA said was a toxic culture within the squad. The Mariners currently sit in last place in the A-League standings. Let's look at the weather for the rest of today. Sunny and 31 in Perth. Fine weather for Adelaide, 21. A possible shower for Melbourne, 19. Similar conditions for Hobart, 16 degrees. In Canberra, it's sunny and 27. A possible late shower in Wollongong, 29. Warm weather for Sydney, 32. Much the same for Newcastle, 34. Also 34 in Brisbane with a possible storm. In Cairns, it's sunny and 33. And a shower or two, as usual, for Darwin with a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.